And take your Bibles, turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Colossians, chapter 3, we'll read verses 9 through 13 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Colossians, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. Colossians 3, verses 9 through 13. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where is there neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Let's finish on verse 13 together. Ready? Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And let's pray. Father, thank you. Lord, what a great day you've given us here at our church. Lord, thank you that we have the privilege having a church like this church, one that believes in going out and reaching people, going out and helping people. Father, most of all, thank you that your King James Bible is the Word of God, that it's here, that it's the foundation of all we do, that we have a man of God that walks with you. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I will speak quickly. I'll ask that you listen quickly. I want to talk to you about the subject of meekness this evening. I spend an awful lot of time with God's people trying to help them with their relationships. If a church does not get along, then the outside world has no reason to join that church. They can get disunity in the world. Why would they want to come to church and face the same type of a thing? And meekness is one of those qualities that will make people the right kind of people. Meekness makes people attractive in the church. Meekness will draw people to the church. The Bible says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness. The Bible says of Moses that he was the meekest man that had lived, at least to date. Numbers 12:3 says, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. The Apostle Paul appeals to the church at Corinth with the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:1, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. Meekness requires the control of ourselves when we're working with others. When meekness is absent, we become fleshly, we become cruel, self-centered, hurtful in our leadership, our relationships, and in our dealings. If we want to maintain biblical relationships, we've got to have this thing called meekness. Now, meekness involves our attitude. It involves our character. It involves our self-control, or even better yet, Holy Spirit control. Meekness involves your strengths being tempered. Now, stay with me. A bit of a Bible study, but I think you'll find it with some energy and with some practicality to it. What is it? What is meekness? What exactly is it? Meekness means to subdue or to deny oneself. Meekness is dealing with people kindly when you could have been harsh or tough. Virtually, meekness is almost that you had, it would have been just for you to be a little rough on them, but you just chose not to be. Let me see if I can, I want to talk about a couple other words real quickly, and something that I've taught you before, but it'll help you to understand meekness a little better. We talked about the subject of faith. What is faith? Let me remind you. Faith is doubting something, but believing that something, then stepping out on the belief instead of stepping out on the doubt. You see, it was the doubt that necessitated the faith. It was the doubt that necessitated the belief. Some people say faith is the absence of doubt. No, faith is the presence of doubt, but stepping out on the belief instead of stepping out on the doubt. You see how it's a process.
I doubt it, I believe it, I step out on the belief instead of stepping out on the doubt. That equals faith. Courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the presence of fear. There is fear, but then there is bravery. And then we step out on that bravery instead of stepping out on that fear, and suddenly it becomes courage. Courage is not the absence of fear, it's the presence of fear, but courage is stepping out on the bravery, not stepping out on the fear. Meekness. Meekness is strength or toughness, but yet gentleness is present. And so you have strength and you have a toughness about you. But wait, we realize that that must be tempered with a meekness. You can't truly be meek unless you're truly strong. Meekness is not being a wimp. Meekness is power under control. Meekness is not the absence of strength, it's a presence of strength, but strength is being brought under control. Meekness is not weakness, but meekness is gentleness on purpose. You hear that? Meekness is not weakness, but it is gentleness on purpose. So the power is available, but it is on purpose restrained. Real quickly, I've watched some people grow in their meekness. I've watched Rick Young grow in his meekness. Rick Young is a very matter-of-fact kind of person. Rick Young is a very capable person. Rick Young's the kind of guy, if he tells you he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Rick Young's the kind of guy that in most cases, when it's given answer time, he'll give answer to having been successful at what he's done. Now, I've watched others come around, and when somebody's like that, they could have that tendency when somebody else comes around to share in a project, somebody that's, they're going to get the job done. They're not going to make excuses. They're going to get the job done no matter what it costs them. Now, a person like that, when somebody comes around whining about not getting a project done, somebody like a Rick Young could say, "Shut it up." But I've watched him grow. Now, he started out saying a lot of "suck it up." Why? Well, he's kind of, there's a certain degree he's earned a right to say, "You can do it. You can make it. You can take it." But I've watched him temper that. I've watched it. I've watched him begin to develop meekness that goes along with the success and that toughness. I've watched my secretary, Mrs. Costa, grow in this area. Well, she's a hard-working lady, getting things done, productive, never makes up excuses. And then somebody will come around that's not done half the work that she's done and making up all excuses why it can't be done and almost turning it over to her to take care of for them. And for the longest time, I'd watch her say, "I don't understand them giving that junk to me. I've been working sun up to sun down. What's wrong with them?" Now, I've watched her to begin to learn how to control that strength. Virtually when she had a justified case of saying, "Well, I got my work done. Why didn't you get yours done?" Justifiably so. But I've watched her begin to temper that and to realize that strength, she's got to keep it under control. See, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is gentleness on purpose. Secondly, meekness requires an attitude of restraint. Numbers 12:3 says, "Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth." See, Moses had power with God. Here the Bible's saying Moses at that time was the meekest man on the face of the earth. But wait a minute, was Moses a wimp? Well, I don't think so. He was leading millions of people and all he had was a big stick. If I was leading millions of people, I'd want 2 357s harnessed. You know, I'd want something to blow them away with in case I needed to discipline them in Christian permanent love. Moses had power with God. He parted the Red Sea. He brought water forth from a rock. All the miracles that God had used Moses. But remember, meekness requires an attitude of restraint. He did not misuse his power for God or his position over the people. We find him interceding for the people on many occasions. He used his power for the people, not to do something to the people. Meekness requires an adjustment of the strength and the power when you're dealing with others. Meekness is probably produced by a conversation that one has with themselves. That's where somebody says, I feel like tearing into that person, but I'm not going to. It is a mental check where someone says, I've got a strength, I've got a power, I'm going to bring it under control. Meekness does not come naturally. It's a supernatural thing. Someone say, I could be harsh, but I won't be. Meekness is a reaction of the spirit, not a reaction in the flesh. Meekness requires an attitude of restraint. So, what exactly is meekness? Meekness is not weakness. It is on purpose gentleness. Meekness requires an attitude of restraint. Number three, meekness requires an attitude of praise. If you want to be meek, you're going to have to learn to praise. Praise God and praise people both. Psalm 22:26 says, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. If we would be more thankful for what people have done for us, we would be less apt to be bitter about what they didn't get done for us. You understand? I'm saying if you want to be meek, you will have to learn to praise people for what they did accomplish. Though, when you won't take the time to look at what they did accomplish, you're most apt to get harsh and mean with them when they let you down or they fail you. Meekness requires an attitude of praise. Our relationships sour because we become ungrateful for the positive things in the relationship. Without an attitude of praise, we will become bitter toward people. To be meek toward someone, you must praise their positives. You've got to notice the positives of the people. You say, well, they let me down. They didn't do their part. I understand that. And you say, my strength says I can get on them about that. Okay, but I want you to stop before you do it. I want you to look at all the things they have done. I want you to calculate mentally. Meekness comes, and justifiably, you have the chance to use your power, but you don't misuse your power. You bring it under control. Now, how in the world are you going to accomplish that? Well, you're going to accomplish that by using restraint. You're going to accomplish that by first praising before you make that pungent attempt to correct something. Meekness requires an attitude of praise. Number four, meekness requires an attitude of learning. Psalm 25:9 says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will teach his way. You've got to be teachable if you're going to be meek. Those of you that are not meek, you've kind of made yourself a little unteachable. If you think you know it all, you will corrupt your relationships with other people. There will be a lack of meekness if there's a lack of a desire to be taught. I'm not talking about you teaching now as much as I'm talking about you wanting to be taught. Meek people keep an attitude or a desire to learn. You say, what do you mean? Listen, truly meek people are always wanting to be educated about how to get along with people. Truly meek people have an attitude of learning about how to get along with people. You know, I'll tell you what I do constantly. I study you. I study every person in this church. I'm constantly studying you. I get along pretty well with my church members. I do. I get along with them. We're not at each other's throat. I don't think I got a church full of backstabbers. I don't think that. But I'll tell you what, I'm wanting to learn how to get along with you. I want to learn how to get along with you. If you would spend your time trying to learn how to get along with people, meekness has within it a desire to learn. A desire to learn what? A desire to learn how to get along with people. A desire to learn how to have good relationships. Hey, are you on a constant search for the knowledge of how to get along with people? I'm not talking about selling out. I'm not talking about giving up our standards and convictions. That has nothing to do with tonight. Most of us don't fuss and fight around here about standards and convictions. We can't get along with each other's personalities. We're not meek. We won't bring our strength under control. You know, everybody will have a little bump in the road here and there, but I'm going to tell you something. A meek person is one that has an attitude of learning, and they're trying to learn how to get along with people. Let me go on. Meekness requires an attitude of joy. Isaiah 29:19 says, the meek also shall increase their joy. You know, there is a way to correct someone with a smile on your face, and I'm not talking about being cute. I'm not talking about being rude to them. You know, did you know you can correct in kindness? We need to learn to lay aside our bitterness and our malice and our dealings with people. Ephesians 4:31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Hey, meek people want to enjoy their relationships. They want to enjoy them. You know, I want to enjoy my relationships with the people of my church. I want to enjoy my relationships with the teenagers of the church. I want to enjoy. Listen, I wish you could all come to one of my deacons' meetings. I mean, they are flat out delightful. And they have been like that for 6 solid years. We've never had a tense moment. We've never had an angry moment. We've never had a great big blow up and people storming around. And it's not like that. It's not like that at all. We don't have that in my staff meetings. And when things like that happen, it just about curdles my blood when two people don't get along. I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's not what church is all about. That's not what it's really all about. What do we need? We need to develop the meekness in our life. Meekness, the Bible teaches us that meekness increases your joy, and joy increases your meekness. You ought to want to have joy in your relationships, and the only way you're going to have it is through meekness. You say, well, how am I going to get meekness? You've got to decide to bring you under control. You've got to learn to praise for the good before you try to get involved in what you might call the fault. You've got to have an attitude of learning. You've got to want to get along with that person. You've got to want that. You've got to want joy in your relationships. That's what brings meekness. Number 6, meekness requires an attitude of humility. The Bible says in Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. You know, I don't know all the right definitions to Bible words, but to me, humbleness is nothing more than admitting that God is right all the time, and man's right very seldomly. God's right all the time. Man doesn't do real good. His record's not real strong. Meekness, now listen, I said if you're going to be meek, then it's going to include humility. Meekness understands that you or I, we don't have all the answers. If you want to learn to be meek with people, you better make a mental calculation while you're about to get mean and you're about to get tough and you're about to show somebody your strength. You better humble out and realize you ain't nothing compared to God, bud. Right before you let everybody know how wonderful and powerful you are, you might want to calculate the fact you're nothing. God is everything. Meekness requires a mental reminder that you are a sinner, just like the sinner you're about to deal with. See, meekness includes humility. Meekness includes praise. Meekness includes an attitude of learning. Meekness includes a desire for joy among relationships. Let me go on. Meekness requires an attitude of teaching. Now, earlier, I talked about learning. Now I want to talk to you about teaching. 2 Timothy 2:25 says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. In meekness, instructing those. Listen, if you truly want to be meek, you say, I've got some knowledge. I know something. I've got a power. I've got a character. I've got a strength. Well, I'm glad for you on all that. Let me tell you something. If you want to be meek, then you are going to have to learn to teach, because meekness has something to do with teaching. See, before you're mean to somebody, before you what we'll call punish or discipline or correct or let your strength, unharness that strength on somebody, you might want to be sure that it was not, they're not in trouble due to a lack of your training them. First thing I look at when the people around me are failing is me. I've got to figure out, did I cause that because I didn't instruct well? First person you better look at, leader, is you. Well, I watch leaders fly off the handle and well, why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that? Hey, look, if I fly off the handle at you, you've been told over and over and over again. Flying off the handle is just my way of trying to get your attention, because I haven't been able to figure out how to instruct you and get through your brain. You better make sure you teach what is wrong before you try to discipline, or your strength flares up and gets on somebody. Meek people are teaching people. If you're going to be meek, you're going to be a teacher, teaching how to get along with the hard to get along with. Meek people instruct others so they don't hurt themselves and their relationships. Meek people teach the offenders how not to cause conflict with those who are not so meek. Meek people are willing to train to make sure that the fault is not their own. A lot of people disappoint us, and a lot of people don't do what they're supposed to do because they didn't know how. Now, it wouldn't be fair for you or I as leaders to be upset with them when it was our job to teach them how. Right. Parents, you might want to remember that in rearing your children. Meekness requires an attitude of teaching. Let me go on. Meekness requires an attitude of action. The Bible says this, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, and meekness." Here it says you put this on. It's like we're to walk in the Spirit. You see, when you're to walk in the Spirit, there's an aggression there. You're making it happen. You're doing it on purpose. We are to put on meekness. So what am I telling you? Meekness is something that you have to do on purpose. See, you will have to make a conscious decision that you want to develop the Bible characteristic of meekness. If not, meekness does not come natural. If not, your strength will get out of hand. So we, if we want to be meek, we must put on meekness. In other words, we take this project on purpose. And here's what happens with me. I'm not the meekest person in the world. I'm working at it. I'd like to be a good example of this. But I'll tell you what I have to do. I have to have a lot of conversations with me. I have to say to me, okay, in this case, you're right, they're wrong. How are you going to treat them? I've got to remind myself that I am number one. I'm to be humble. God's always right, and I'm not always right. I've got to want to have joy in that relationship. I've got to make sure there's training in that relationship. I've got to make sure that I'm practicing an attitude of restraint. And I've got to make sure of all that. Folks, if you want to be meek, you'll do it on purpose. You have to say, okay, now I'm going to have to control myself in this situation or in that situation. You say, but I'm right. I realize that. But right does not give us the right to be rude. So meekness is important. It's an attitude of action. You take it on purpose. Let me say this and I'll be finished. To be meek, I would recommend that you get around and associate with some meek people. I don't know about you, but if I had been alive in the day of Jesus Christ, I would have wanted to be around Jesus. I don't know about you, but if I had been around when Moses was alive, I would want to be around Moses. I mean, what great power. But God said he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:11, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." It is saying find people that have these qualities and get around them. You know, you can learn a lot if you can find some that has power, but they've got it under control. You learn. You as an example, you're watching them and you're saying, oh, look at how they're handling this. Isn't it a wonderful training tool when you see someone else that expresses meekness? I mean, they're right, somebody's wrong, and this person that's right, they have a strength, they have a power, and they could just tear somebody to shreds. And then you watch them be gentle and kind. They may have to make a statement and say to someone, you didn't handle that right, you should have handled it better. But you see them treating people with dignity. And so if you will spend time around people that are developing the quality of meekness, the Bible teaches that you may have that chance of becoming like them. The Bible says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You want to talk about meekness? Look at Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. As Brother Edward sang to us earlier, he'd been beaten. The Bible says there was no comeliness about him. You wouldn't want to look at him. The way that he hung on that cross, he was like a piece of meat from the butcher shop. Bloody and beaten. Just a mess. Do you understand what power he had available to him at that moment? It wasn't a matter that it had to come out of his mouth. All he had to do is think it. We sing the song, he could have called 10,000 angels. He sure could have. He could have called 10 million angels. He could have called any number of angels he wanted because he could have in his mind just created them to be. If he wanted billions and billions and billions of angels to come out, come down and massacre the people that had unjustly crucified him. Jesus was right. He was right. He hung on the cross and he was right. He was perfect and he was holy. But he was meek. As a lamb led to the slaughter, very calm. He had the power to accomplish and to have anything he wanted at that moment. But he had his power under control, which made him perfectly holy. And he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Meekness. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is on purpose being gentle and careful with people. This does not mean that there won't be times when someone might raise their voice and the correction and the discipline might be a little stronger. But if you really want to be meek, you're going to have to learn to restrain yourself. You're going to have to learn to find the good of people and praise the good. You're going to have an attitude of learning, and your desire is to learn how to get along with people. You're going to have to get some joy and want to have happy relationships. You're going to have to be humble and realize it's God that's always right, not you. You're going to have to be willing to teach to make sure that the conflict between you and someone is not the result of you not doing your part or teaching them how to do theirs. Meekness is an attitude of action where you put it on. You must consciously say, it is time for me to control myself. And meekness, meek people, or people that desire to be meek, ought to be looking for role models who are meek and learning from them on how they demonstrate meekness in their relationship. Meekness is not weakness. Meekness is power under control. And you know something? Here around our church, if you look around, more and more leaders, more and more people learning how to do it and succeeding and growing. And well, if that's going to happen, we're all going to be a little bullheaded. You know, the thing that keeps our church an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental church is because we're bullheaded about it. We don't want to change. We don't want to go the new route. We're going to keep that. Then we're going to have some bullheaded people around here. And we're going to have to get some meekness along with that bullheadedness, or we'll kill each other. We'll kill each other. Meekness. Let's get it in our lives. I want it in mine. I want meekness, and I hope you would want meekness in your life.